Joshua chapter 7, verse from 6 to 15. Let me read from verse 6 to 15. Okay. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell face down to the ground before the ark of the Lord, remaining there till evening. The elders of Israel did the same and sprinkled dust on their heads. Oh, Lord, what can I say now that Israel has been routed by its enemies? The Lord said to Joshua, "Stand up. What are you doing down on your face?" That is why the Israelites cannot stand against their enemies. They turn their backs and run because they have been made liable to destruction. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy whatever among you is devoted to destruction. In the morning, present yourselves tribe by tribe. The tribe that the Lord takes shall come forward, clan by clan. The clan that the Lord takes shall come forward, family by family. And the family that the Lord takes shall come forward, man by man. Amen. This is the word of God. This morning, Reverend Ahn shall share the word of God under the title, Purify and Get Ready. Are you ready? Are you ready for tomorrow? Okay. Get ready. Let us receive him with a welcome. Thank you.
Good morning. I wish you receive the blessing of God abundantly and this morning. We are on the third day of Advent. The scripture you read is not really related to it. You may have a question that why did you choose this scripture this morning? I will tell you the reason through my sermon this morning. One day the Lord said to Moses, "Go up the Abarim mountains and look out over the land that I am giving you to the Israelites. After you have seen it, you will die. Take Joshua, son of Nun, a capable man, and place your hand on his head. Makes him as your successor." Yes, Joshua was a capable man in many ways as a leader of Israelites. Number one, he was a field commanding officer in the battle against the Ammonites. Second, he was Moses' helper. They went to the mountain to get the Ten Commandments. Thirdly, Joshua stayed in tent for liturgical service all the times. Fourthly, he was one of two spies sent to explore the land of Canaan. Last, he was the two spies tore their clothes in sorrow and said to the people, "Do not rebel against the Lord and don't be afraid of the people live over there. The Lord is with us and has defended the gods who protect them, so don't be afraid." Joshua was a right person to lead the people of Israel to the promised land, which is God giving them. Joshua was a man of responsibility and faithful to obey God's command, and a faithful person to keep the promise at the risk of his own life for conquer the land. But he was in face of danger by the battle with the Amorites at Ai, a city west of Bethel, near Bethaven. Joshua sent some men from the Jericho to Ai explore the land. After that, they reported back to him saying this: "There is no need for everyone to attack Ai. Send only about 2,000-3,000 people. It is not a large city." So about 3,000 men made the attack, but the outcome of the war was contrary to their expectations. Israel forces were chased by the people of Ai, and they were forced retreat. 36 people were killed by the enemies. The Israelites lost their courage and were so afraid. Joshua and the leaders of the Israel tore their clothes in grief. They were lying on the ground before the Lord's ark till the evening. And Joshua praying like this: "Sovereign Lord, why did you bring us across the Jordan at all to hand us over to the enemies to destroy us? Why didn't we stay in the other side of the Jordan? What can I say, O Lord? Now the Israel has retreated from the enemies, the Canaanites, and the everyone in the near this side of the countries will hear about it. They will surround us and will kill us, one of us, all of us. And they, what will you do to protect your honor?" It is a prayer for extreme sadness and heartbreaking grief of Joshua. He was so worried about it would be the cause of the obstruction of God's honor. The next point is that
the people of Israel might back down on the God's promise, what he gave to their ancestors. The Lord said to Joshua, "Get up. Why are you lying on the ground like this? Now we have to find out the cause of their battle at Ai, why they were lost the war." It wasn't why God left Israel alone to fight against the enemy. Rather, the people of Israel, they broken the agreement with the Lord that God ordered them to keep. The cause of the defeat is that Israel has sinned. The Lord told Joshua what they committed sinned in detail. They stole them, lied about it, and put them with their own properties. You may wonder here that why God used so strong languages and tone to rebuke the people of Israel. Here is the reason why he did it like that. We have to go back to the story about the falling of Jericho. On the seventh day, they got up at the daybreak and marched seven times around the city in the same day they did before. When the priests were about to sound the trumpet, Jericho ordered his men to shout. He said, "The Lord has given you the city. The city and everything in it must be destroyed as an offering to the Lord. But you are not to take anything that is to be destroyed. If you do, you will bring trouble and destruction on the Israel camp. Everything made of silver, gold, bronze, or iron is set apart for the Lord. It is to put in the Lord's treasury. The Lord of God Almighty know that the people of Israel, those who haven't anything their own in the wilderness life, for instance, own house, own land, extra suits, in the wilderness life was a domestic without anything their own. These people from the 40 years of wilderness experience, here they now, dazzled by the guy customer, the decoration, gold, silver in the Jericho. Jericho was a once important city of ancient Palestine on the west side of the Jordan River. Northwest of Jerusalem, its name means city of palms, like very much a garden. Climate is a fine spring, a very rich city that we be able to understand through the story of Zacharias. The Gospel according to Luke telling us there was a chief tax collector, the name Zacharias, who was a rich. Zacharias stood up and said to the Lord, "Listen, sir, I will give you half of my belongings to the poor. If I have cheated anyone, I will pay him back four times as much." Bible commentators explain that how he made so much money as a rich man, because of the city was an important place of a traffic route to join east and west of the Middle West. and the Mediterranean. Many merchants were passing through the routes as well as custom house. He had many predators to collect money from storekeepers and foreign traders. The Lord of Israel wanted his people keep away from that spoiled culture, corrupted custom, and way of life. If the people of Israel were addicted to the lifestyle like that, it would be impossible to be children of God, to fulfill the promise what God made with their ancestors in the future. This is the reason the Lord said to Joshua, "Get up. Why are you lying on the ground like this? Israel has sinned." Early the next morning, Joshua brought Israel forward, tribe by tribe, clan by clan, family by family, man by man. And Achan, the son of Cumi, was picked up. Joshua was asking him, "My son, tell me the truth here before the Lord and confess. Tell me now what you have done. Don't you hide it from me." Achan answered what he did to the whole community. "It is true. I have sinned against the Lord Israel God, and that is why I did. I took a beautiful Babylonian coat, about 2 kilograms of silver, and over half of the kilograms of gold." So Joshua sent some men who rented the tent and found them. Joshua and all the people of Israel seized Achan, the silver and the overcoat, the gold, together with all his family members, his cattle, the donkeys and the sheep, his tent, and all of his possession. Joshua told him and saying, "Why have you brought such a trouble on us? And the Lord will now bring trouble on you." All of the people then stoned Achan to death. They stoned and burned his family and the possessions. What's the meaning to us today? Why the Lord God of love was asking Joshua to do so cruel the punishment upon Achan and his family? This is a relationship between an individual and the community where the individual is belong to. For instance, the battle of Ai is not Achan's individual own interest, but the community of Israel as a whole. The pain, frustration, trouble from the defeat of the Ai battle is not Achan's individual problem, but it is related to the whole people of Israel. The Lord said to Joshua very clearly, "I will not stay with you any longer unless you destroy all things you were ordered not to take." The Lord chosen Israel as whole, not as an individual. Even he elect the particular person not for his own interest, but it was for the whole community or nation. The Lord said to Abraham, "I will bless these who bless you, but I will curse those who curse you. And through you, I will bless all the nations." In the spring of this year, we experienced a horrible experience of Sewell Hall instance. The captain's mistake brought not only over 300 casualties, but also it made a cause of national disaster. The grief, anger, distrust, frustration remained in our heart and mind as a national wound. Individuals in the community cannot be separated from the community. Therefore, individual greed, desire, and self-interest always make a cause of a community trouble and the obstacle to community peace. The Lord God, the Father Almighty, demanded to Joshua, "Get up, purify the people, and get them ready to come before me. Tell them to ready tomorrow. Because I have God of Israel, have this to say, Israel, you have in your possession some things that I ordered you to destroy. You cannot stand against your enemies until you get rid of these things." Jesus Christ described on the character of the children of God through the Beatitudes. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for then will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." The Lord Almighty demand on the purity to the people of Israel is related to these things, what they take, which is belong to God. Therefore, the Lord said to the people, "I will not stay with you any longer unless you destroy the things you were ordered not to take." The way of purity ourselves is cutting off our desire for our interest and understand the self who is controlled by the greed, and he may not see the community interest. I mentioned about the story of the Zacchaeus. When Jesus was in his house, the chief tax collector stood up and said to the Lord, "Listen, sir, I will give half of my belongings to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone, I will pay him back four times as much." After this, the confession, Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Salvation has come to this house today, for this man also is a descendant of Abraham. The Son of Man come to seek and to save the lost." Dear friend in Christ, do you know how a hunter catches a monkey? Maybe African friends, correct me if this story is not correct. Please let me know the way after this service. Make a medium size of the box covered with iron net. Put in many kinds of fruits into the box. And most monkeys then try to see the fruits inside of the box. He tried to get the fruits inside small, just the same size of fist, but he cannot take out many bananas and fruits at once because of all the fist and the fruits bigger than size of the hole. Because of the character of the monkey, it is impossible to take out one by one. Rather, the monkey attempted to take out all of them at once. The hunter is using the monkey's character of the greed and catch them. We have to know that we have so many things grasped. Even without knowing this, it will be a trap of our whole life. Are we ready to welcome for coming Jesus? Do we want him to remain in our heart and mind? Do we want him to care our family and the members of job or working place? Purify our mind and heart. Be ready to welcome coming Jesus. Let be prepared the ways like a Baptist John. Department store and the shopping mall furnished the Christmas decoration, and the jingle bell music has been ringing loudly. But they have been ready for the customers and the shoppers, not for Jesus Christ. I'm sure that how many churches and waiting for Jesus rather than people of big numbers. Let us purify ourselves and ready for coming Jesus. Let's cutting off all of our material vain glory and greed, if there's any. Peace be with you all. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for allowing us to have worship this morning. Even we are not worthy to have this worship. But we believe that you purify us, clean us with your blood, which is shed on the cross. Please be with us all the time. Purify us all the time. So we may ready for receiving coming Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.